Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has become the second major candidate to seek the Republican Party presidential nomination. The senator announced his candidacy Tuesday in Louisville. Mr. Paul is a first-term senator who was elected in 2010. His popularity grew in 2013 after he spoke in the Senate about his opposition to the U.S. use of drones to target terrorists. The 13-hour talk, called a filibuster, delayed a vote on President Obama's choice for director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is in Iran. He met Tuesday with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Turkey and Iran have strong economic ties, but conflicts in Syria and Yemen have caused tensions between the two countries. Some Iranian lawmakers had called for Mr. Erdogan's visit to be canceled after he publicly supported the Saudi-led air campaign in Yemen against Iran-supported Houthi Shiite rebels. Turkey is also a main supporter of rebels fighting to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Iran is Syria's main supporter in the area. Kenyans gathered in Nairobi Tuesday to mourn those killed in last week's attack at Garissa University College. The demonstrators gathered at a public park in the city to share stories of the 148 students killed. They also called for greater national security. Organizers asked mourners to dress in black and bring flowers and notes to honor the dead. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for last Thursday's attacks. It said it attacked in opposition to Kenya's involvement in the African Union force fighting militants in Somalia. An explosion at a power factory outside Washington Tuesday may have caused widespread power outages in the city. Electricity was cut to several federal agencies, including the White House. The blackout began around 12:45 p.m. local time and spread to many buildings around the city, including that housing the Voice of America. The power company Pepco is reporting continued outages. Local police told the Voice of America that power had been restored to the U.S. Capitol building. The U.S. Homeland Security Department said there is no indication that the power outages were linked to terrorism. Words in the news. Mourn, verb, to feel or show great sadness because someone has died. Widespread, adjective, common over a wide area or among many people. Restore, verb, to return something to an earlier or original condition by repairing it. Indication, noun, something such as a sign or signal that points out or shows something.